Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, September 3rd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into some big Instagram news, something that we've actually been waiting almost 15 years for. Instagram is rolling out an iPad app. I'm not an iPad user, so I don't specifically care, but I think this is really important. And some of the changes that Instagram is making for the iPad app reveal what their thoughts are, specifically around how big screen users interact with the app. We'll also talk about how Instagram is changing its notifications, and we'll get into some TikTok news. TikTok has added a range of new courses and guides to help you build out your TikTok shop presence, including a creator pilot program, content policy quizzes, scores for your TikTok shop guideline compliance, and more. Additionally, President Trump has announced that he will be extending the TikTok deadline and will continue to do so until a buyer is found. We'll also hear from Lauren from the YouTube team talking about direct links for communities and gift effects. After the end music, you'll hear me do Wednesday Waffle, which is where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the biggest news of the day, which has to do with the Instagram iPad app. If you've been an iPad user trying to use Instagram on your iPad, you may have noticed what a poor experience it's been historically. It's basically just a stretched out version of the regular Instagram app that you would use for your phone. Well, as of today, all of that is changing. There is a new iPad experience being released, and here's the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, to explain.
Today we're launching something that we've wanted to build for a long time, which is an iPad Instagram app. Now, I'm particularly excited about this because the more space on the bigger screen gives us a bunch of interesting opportunities. If you go to messaging, you can see your inbox and the thread at the same time. While you're looking at photos or videos, you can also look at the comments about those photos and videos and scroll through those both at the same time. But the biggest change is actually the home experience. And now if you look at how people use bigger screens, they tend to use them less times a day than a phone, but for more time each time they use the device. And that's also how people tend to consume video on bigger screens. So when you open up Instagram on an iPad, you're going to get stories at the top and messaging will be one tap away because friends are critically important to the experience. But when you scroll in, you're going to scroll into the Reels viewer instead of into feed to try to take advantage of what an iPad and a tablet is, which in a lot of times, or for a lot of people, is a media or a video consumption device. Now, if you want to stay up to date on everything that the accounts you follow have posted, there's now a dedicated brand new following tab. And there's some powerful tools in there so you can get exactly to whatever it is you're interested in. And we're going to be evolving and making those tools more powerful over the next couple months and into next year. So check it out. Let me know what you think down below in the comments. More to come soon. Really excited about finally bringing this feature to all of you. Peace.
He went pretty quick there, so there are a few things I want to highlight. First, as soon as you open the Instagram iPad app, you are going to be seeing the Reels feed, not your feed that you normally see that could have pictures, carousels, and Reels. It will strictly bring you to the Reels feed. Additionally, the following tab is back. So you'll see at the top the following tab that you can click on and see content from only people that you follow. And that'll be visible all the time at the top. And there are going to be new layouts. You can view messages and notifications at the same time, and you can expand the comments while you're watching a reel, and the reel will stay full size. This is a very interesting way of approaching the design of this app, and hopefully this comes to other experiences within Instagram. If you are feeling left out because you are not an iPad user, this is a good time to mention some of the other ways to access Instagram. First, you can always use Instagram.com for almost everything you can do inside the Instagram app. You can create new posts, you can respond to DMs, you can reply to comments, you can upload videos, you can do all the things that you do on the Instagram app on the Instagram.com website, regardless of what device you're on. Now, it doesn't hold 100% true. It's a bit tricky to add specific audios from other people to the content that you're making using the Instagram.com website. But if you want to create content on your laptop or your tablet that's not an iPad, you can do that using Instagram.com. If you are using a Windows laptop or a Windows tablet, like a Microsoft Surface or similar type of device, I myself have a Dell Latitude tablet that runs Windows. I love this thing, by the way. You can use the Instagram app that you can get from the Windows Store. It works very similarly to how the Instagram.com webpage works, but it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that I just talked about from the Instagram iPad app. Still, it's a good alternative, and I posted a comment on Adam Mosseri's post about this new Instagram iPad app, asking if the Windows app could have parity to what the Instagram iPad app is going to have. No response yet. I just posted the comment a minute ago, but I just wanted to mention that so you understand all the different ways to access Instagram, even if you don't have an iPad. One more thing, since we're talking about iPads, someone commented on Adam Mosseri's post about this Instagram app for iPad, asking if the Edits app will ever be optimized for iPad, because that would be incredibly helpful. And Adam Mosseri replied, not sure yet, but looking into it. So that may be something that Instagram considers for the future. Okay, let's move on to a small Instagram update. The team is working on a revised approach to in-app notifications. If you are getting multiple notifications about the same person or same profile, the system will demote those updates. The quote from Meta, Instagram leverages machine learning models to decide who should get a notification, when to send it, and what content to include. These models are trained to optimize for user-positive engagement, such as click-through rate, the probability of a user clicking on a notification, as well as other metrics like time spent. However, while engagement-optimized models are effective at driving interactions, there's a risk that they might over-prioritize the product types and authors someone has previously engaged with. This can lead to overexposure to the same creators or the same product types while overlooking other valuable and diverse experiences. Instagram goes on to say, we've introduced a diversity-aware notification ranking framework that helps deliver more diverse, better curated, and less repetitive notifications. This framework has significantly reduced daily notification volume while improving click-through rate. I will link to this so you can see the post in its entirety if you really want to read about how the Instagram algorithm determines what to show notifications about. You will enjoy reading this. Or if you're like me, you just turn off all notifications because you do not need as many notifications as these apps want to send you. Trust me. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the updates the TikTok team is working on and what the YouTube team is working on. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move to the TikTok news. They have added a range of new courses and guides to help you build out your TikTok shop presence. As explained by TikTok, quote, new affiliate and marketing creators with more than 1,000 but fewer than 5,000 followers automatically begin their experience through a 30-day creator pilot program. This program allows those who haven't yet met requirements for full posting access to begin monetizing their content on TikTok Shop. This is going to be really key if you are a small business owner or a content creator who sells products, especially as we are heading into the holiday season. I will link to this post so you can read more about the TikTok Shop toolkit and take advantage of all the things they're offering to help get you set up. Okay, let's do a quick hit of news about the TikTok ban in the United States. The shutdown deadline will keep getting extended, according to President Trump. He said, quote, we're going to watch the security concerns. We have buyers, American buyers, and, quote, until the complexity of things work out, we just extend a little bit longer, end quote. He explained the reason why he wants to continue working with TikTok. He said, quote, I use TikTok in the campaign. I'm a fan of TikTok. My kids like TikTok. Young people love TikTok. If we could keep it going, end quote. I will link to this post from Fast Company so you can read it for yourself. And now let's move on to the YouTube news. The biggest news from the YouTube team has to do with direct links for communities. Now let's just back up and explain what communities are on YouTube. If you have ever used something like Slack or Discord or a Facebook group to keep in touch with a community of people who follow you, who are interested in your content, then you will understand what YouTube has with communities. In this update, Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team explains how you can now directly link to communities.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. In June, we talked about the expansion of communities to all creators who have access to posts. If you missed the update, we'll leave it below. And if you've enabled your community, let us know how it's going and if you have any questions. Now, we've made it easier to share your community by adding the ability to create a direct link, perfect for use on your social channels.
Okay, there's more to that update, but frankly, it was not very interesting. That is going to do it for the news today. If you would like to read any of the articles I talked about or watch the videos, you can get to the links for everything through the show notes. You can get to the show notes by looking in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get podcasts. If you would like to hear me talk about a different topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
Instagram news got you covered. Sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave. Without a break or a pit stop. Still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and you gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you got some good content or you want to run ads. At Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for listening after the music. Today, I want to take a quick moment to talk about payment apps. In the United States, we have so many payment apps that it is mind-boggling to me. Off the top of my head, we have Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, Apple Pay, Facebook Pay, Google Pay, and plenty of others that I'm probably not thinking of at the moment. It is crazy to me that no one has designed an app to include all of these in one app where you can transfer money between them. Someone has Zelle and you only have Venmo? No problem. You can accept everything using this one app. I would like to design this app and I would love to partner up with someone. If you are listening to this and you are frustrated by the sheer number of different payment apps that exist in the United States, let alone the rest of the world, let's connect. I would love to talk about how we can plan this app out and build something and start to make money off of it. I have some ideas. Let's talk. You can find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media or any other platform that you could think of on social media at Daniel Hill Media.